Blackstone Publishing presents The Lost Princess of Avalyn by D.C. Payson. This book is read by Sophie Amos. For Henry, John, and Helly.
1. Julia held tightly to the armrest as her father yanked the steering wheel rightward and accelerated up the driveway. The car's wheels spat dirt and gravel behind them, Richard paying no attention at all to the familiar children at play and caution animal crossing signs. He pulled into the circular drive in front of their house and slammed the brakes. The car came to a screeching halt. Richard turned around to face Julia and her younger brother.
Julia, help me pack up the art and get it into the van. Nico, find your mother and help her with whatever she needs. The fire department is closing off this area at noon, which gives us less than an hour and a half. No time to waste.
He threw open the car door and rushed toward the house, yanking Nico along by the hand. Julia followed behind in a daze. The Santa Ana winds had picked up, and the wildfire was spreading. Fast.
Uncontrollably, the radio newscaster had said. It just didn't seem possible that all of Malibu was at risk. Not on such a beautiful morning.
Julia reached the threshold of the door and hesitated, looking for a moment up into the hills. She could see distant plumes of gray smoke. Maybe the fire's course will change. Maybe we're overreacting.
Julia, get in here, Richard barked. Help me with this painting.
Julia snapped to and headed into the house. Her mother, Pamela, frantically sorted through drawers for things to save, while Nico filled boxes with the family photo albums. Julia took hold of one side of the painting and helped her father move it from the wall, through the front door, and down the path to the family minivan. No sooner had they slid the canvas into place than Richard started hustling back to the house.
Wait, Dad, are you sure we have to do this? Julia asked.
Her father stopped and turned, his eyes bearing down on her.
Julia, if we don't use the time we have now, lots of things we care about might be lost. We can hope that this is all for nothing, but let's act as if everything we don't save in the next hour is going to be gone forever, okay?
Julia's pulse quickened. She nodded. Okay, Dad. They spent the next hour in a flurry of packing, grabbing, moving, and jostling. Her father and mother issued a continuous stream of orders as they tried to save their most beloved and valuable belongings. By the time the family finished, they
sample complete. Ready to continue?